Welcome to the Solid Signal Podcast for the week of December 18th, 2023. The subject of this week's podcast was inspired by one of our Signal pros, Molly. You can reach Molly, by the way, if you have a technical question by calling 888-233-7563. But I've been talking to Molly quite a bit lately about the subject of using outdoor antennas, but using them inside. Now, I'm not talking about using them in an attic or a basement or something like that. I'm talking about just taking an outdoor antenna and putting it in the living room. And can you do it? Should you do it? And why is this conversation coming up right now? Well, I think it's pretty obvious. Let's answer the why part. Why is it coming up right now? Well, you know, for a lot of the country, it's getting colder and it's getting potentially icier and rainier. And nobody wants to climb up on a roof this time of year. I do not blame you. I would not climb up on a roof this time of year. Please do not do it. If you do not have the right safety equipment, it is just not worth your life to do it. But on the other hand, this is also the time of year when there's a lot of need for emergency information. And you can get a lot from your cell phone, no question about that. But when it comes to getting really reliable information, getting it quickly and getting it away that you know it's just most likely going to work, over-the-air television is the hands-down winner there. If you've got electricity enough to run a television, then you can get over-the-air television where you are. There's something like 98% of Americans live somewhere where they are served by at least one television station. And when it comes down to emergencies, or even that kind of feeling like, oh, the kids are home for 2 weeks and let's introduce them to something that will maybe keep them quiet for a little while, over-the-air television is great. It cannot be beat. So here it is, it's December and you don't want to go up on the roof, but you want great reception. And the first thing you did is you probably decided, well, can I try an indoor antenna? Now, folks, indoor antennas absolutely have their place. And if you're within maybe 10, maybe 15 miles of the center of a major city, then you're probably going to get great reception with an indoor antenna. You can get indoor antennas when you shop at solidsignal.com. They come in a bunch of different price ranges. The personal best, my favorite one, is a Televez Bexia. While it's pricey, unlike a lot of antennas that you find out there at other retailers, it really does work. It's high quality. It's built as well as a typical outdoor antenna from a quality company that you can trust. And you can find the Televez Bexia by shopping at solidsignal.com. That's B-E-X-I-A. And so That might work for you. But on the other hand, there's a whole lot of people who are not going to be well served by an indoor antenna. And they want one. They either want one because of the weather or because their homeowners association will not let them have an outdoor antenna. Whatever the reason, they want an indoor antenna. And the indoor antenna choices are not, you know, going to work for them, because once you get past that, you know, maybe 15 range, maybe a little bit more, depending on where you are, you're just not going to get reliable reception. You might get some, but you're not going to get reliable reception. That's what you want. So the answer there would be normally to use an outdoor antenna, but if this option is not open to you, then we have to talk about the issue of using an outdoor antenna indoors. Yes, it can be done. And that's kind of the headline here. You can use any antenna that's designed for outdoors, you can use it indoors. But you just have to be, I think, a little pickier, and you have to know something specifically. First of all, you'll lose about half of the signal strength that you would get from having the antenna outdoors when you move it indoors. This is just due to the construction of your home. Radio signals will pass through walls, but they do get weaker when they do it. So you could maybe lose as much as half of the range that is advertised for an outdoor antenna by moving it indoors. It's not always that dire, but I try to give people kind of the worst case scenario and let them decide for themselves. The other thing that you obviously need to be aware of is that a lot of outdoor antennas are simply not designed to work indoors. Take, for example, our award-winning HD8200XL, which is, it's a fantastic antenna. It really will do everything that you possibly could want it to do. But on the other hand, it is 14 feet long. Perhaps more importantly, all around the edges of this HD8200XL antenna are kind of pointy bits of aluminum, which are not necessarily anything that you want to walk into. I mean, if you just kind of bump into it, it might give you a little bit of scratch or a little bit of a scrape, and you'll probably hurt the antenna worse than it hurts you. But remember when your parents used to say, you'll put an eye out with that thing? You really can put your eye out with an antenna if you're not careful. So don't do that. On the other hand, there are a number of compact antennas that work surprisingly well when it comes to using them indoors. They're not terribly big, and yet at the same time, they pack a punch. Probably the one that I like the most is the Televez Dynova Boss Mix antenna. This is a compact antenna that's about a foot in two directions, and it's about maybe only 5 inches tall. It's not very big at all, and it can sit on any flat surface, can be mounted. You could, you know, probably strap it to a lamp if you really wanted to. I'm not sure you'd really want to, because it's maybe a little heavy for your average lamp to hold up. But I don't know your choice in decor. You've got nice heavy lamp there. You might want to do that. But this antenna is easy to aim. It works very well. It's a very high quality antenna. And for the size that it is, you just can't beat the amount of receiver sensitivity that it's got. You know, we talk about, oh, you know, an antenna having power. But antennas never really do have power. They have sensitivity. And then we amplify the signals that it brings in from there. This is a very sensitive antenna. It works very well. It's very well built. It would probably survive a fall from a bookshelf if you accidentally brushed it. That's up to you. But I recommend checking out this Dynova Boss Mix antenna at solidsignal.com. Another option that you could have are these omnidirectional antennas. Now, you know, for example, WineGuard makes one called the Elite 360, and there's also one made by King. King makes a variety of over-the-air antennas for RVs and for homes, and they actually do work fairly well in houses as well. But omnidirectional antennas sound like a great idea because you do not have to aim them, and they get signal from everywhere. But there's no such thing as a free lunch, my friends, and you have to know that. You have to understand that if you have an omnidirectional antenna, it's not going to be as sensitive as an equivalent-sized directional antenna. And sensitivity is important when you're inside because, like I said, you have lost up to half of those signals when you're inside as opposed to outside. I'm not saying you shouldn't get an omnidirectional antenna, but it might be something you want to think twice about. Really consider how strong the signals are in your area. Now, asking yourself, how do you know how strong the signals are in your area? Well, I'll be honest with you, it isn't easy. Even though these things are published and there are maps out there and there are websites that can help you, it isn't always easy to know, especially when you're dealing with indoors, because that adds that second variable of knowing how strong things are. The only way that you really can do this is with some sort of antenna signal meter, where you can hook up an antenna to it and know it works. There is one that you can get at solidsignal.com called the Signal Scout. The SS40 is its part number. Search for Signal Scout at solidsignal.com. And this meter is reasonably inexpensive, and it will give you an idea of how strong your signals are. It's probably too expensive for something you're only going to use once, but if you and a whole bunch of friends are interested in setting up over-the-air antennas at the same time, this will not only help you know the signal strength, but also help you aim that antenna in a way that makes real sense, as opposed to just kind of guessing based on a map. All this stuff is available to you, and the antenna hobby is kind of neat in the sense that, yeah, there's stuff to buy, and some of it is a little pricey, but all of it is a buy once, never pay again kind of thing. Even if the television broadcast industry moves over to a whole new broadcast standard, like they are threatening to at some point, you still have an antenna that's going to work. Period. End of discussion. You get an antenna, and, you know, I can't promise anything in the future, but I will tell you that every TV antenna that's been made since about 1955 will still work today. And that's a pretty ringing endorsement. If something will work for almost 70 years, you can bet that something you get today is probably still going to work 70 years from now if you buy the right one and it's durable. So don't worry about that. It's refreshing because, you know, there's so many things today that they just want you to pay by the month. It used to be you bought records. Now you pay by the month to Spotify or Apple Music or wherever you choose to get that. It used to be that you bought a movie and you had that in, you know, in your bookshelf. And now streaming services ask you to pay by the month to have access to the same movie. it's frustrating, and I get it. And I'm not really liking that about today's modern world, but I'm only one guy and I can't change everything even if I wanted to. So come right down to it. You know, I just, it's refreshing to know that there's something like an antenna that you can buy once. It never costs you anything more after that. Check out the great selection of antennas at solidsignal.com. And if you do not know which antenna you need, call the experts. You know, we've got folks who can help you answer every question relating to technology, whether it's antennas or cell phone signal boosters or home entertainment or internet, whether it's something for your business, for your boat, for your RV, for your hotel, or even for your prison, if you're that kind of person. You know, that there's somebody at Solid Signal who can help you figure out exactly what you need, and it can all be gotten from one phone number, 888-233-7563. Check them out, because folks at Solid Signal do sponsor this podcast. They pay my salary. I'm incredibly grateful for that, and I hope that by shopping at solidsignal.com, you'll feel good that you are supporting this podcast and other creative endeavors that Solid Signal sponsors. That's about it for the podcast for this week. Do me a favor, like, subscribe, and leave a comment. Makes me look good to my boss. And as this holiday season is coming to a close, whatever holiday you choose to celebrate, or if you celebrate none, I hope that you have a happy and peaceful one. I will be recording this, the next podcast, the one that you will probably hear next week, before December 25th, for obvious reasons. Not quite sure what it's going to be about yet, but it could be way off topic and could be totally wacky. So tune in and make sure that you are listening every week to the Solid Signal podcast, your weekly dose of fun, mirth, crankiness, and all the tech info that you could possibly need. Have a great one, and I'll see you again next time.